It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you for being with me this morning, Sunday morning in January. I'm going to start off with something that's so disappointing to me, and I'll convey it to you and maybe hopefully have you, if not feel the sense of sort of bewilderment that I do, at least maybe we can ask a lot of questions. Colleen Callahan, the director of the Department of Natural Resources in Illinois, I should say the former director, because last week she resigned. So why is this the lead topic on the Great Outdoors Show? Illinois directors seem to come and go and like the wind almost. The reason for me that this is really troubling is that Colleen Callahan is the best director the Department of Natural Resources has had since Brent Manning. So you have to go back 23 years to find a director as competent and who did as good a job for the Department of Natural Resources. We have had a litany of political hacks and unqualified individuals running the Department of Natural Resources. Illinois went from one of the premier natural resource agencies in the entire country under Governor Edgar and also under Governor Ryan. And that is not a political statement. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or independent, makes no difference. Brent Manning was the director of the Department of Natural Resources. He was a true professional. And for 12 years, he led the Department of Natural Resources in Illinois. And he did an outstanding job in building a team of high qualified individuals. They did quality work. And Illinois was among the very best in the country. Then we went into the wilderness for roughly 18 years. And when Governor Pritzker became governor in 2018, he nominated in early January 2019 Colleen Callahan to be the director of the Department of Natural Resources. She was not known to the natural resource world, and a lot of us thought, oh my goodness, here we go again. An individual to lead the DNR who's nothing but a political puppet for the governor, who doesn't know anything about natural resources, and who will continue what has been a now over two decades slide. Quite the contrary turned out to be the truth. Colleen Callahan was a fabulous director of the Department of Natural Resources. She brought in as her top assistant John Rogner, a complete pro in the outdoor world and respected by all who've ever worked with him, well known across the country. And when Colleen brought John Rogner in to be the number two person at the Department of Natural Resources across America, people said, wow, this is really good news. And for 4 years, Colleen Callahan worked with wildlife and fisheries professionals, mineral professionals, natural resource professionals, open space professionals, consumptive users, non-consumptive users, and ran the department with something that has not happened in a long time. Ran it with integrity and ran it with a professional leadership. We were thrilled across the natural resource community in Illinois to have such fine leadership as Colleen Callahan delivered. And all of a sudden last week, and by the way, when Governor Pritzker was reelected, I guess we foolishly assumed, all of us, that Colleen Callahan would continue at least for two more years as head of the Department of Natural Resources. But no, she announced her resignation last week, and now we're going to have a new director. So we face a crossroads in Illinois. Are we going to continue to permit political leadership to appoint the leadership of a natural resource agency that has absolutely nothing to do with politics. I would offer here on the Great Outdoors Show that we can no longer tolerate the Department of Natural Resources being used for political pawn, for nepotism, for all the things it's been. It's been a parking lot for years. Certainly in the House of Representatives, when Mike Madigan was the Speaker of the House, I can guarantee you, lots of people got jobs with the Department of Natural Resources that had no qualifications whatsoever. It just was a political patronage parking lot. And that's true of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. We have to stop this because Illinois, once again, is now at a crossroads where we can either move forward, building on the team that Director Callahan put together, or we can go backwards and once again just be the laughingstock of the country. I don't think those of us in Illinois deserve poor leadership any longer when it comes to natural resources. So I would offer that the best thing Governor Pritzker can do is listen to the constituents of Illinois who elected him, not the political people around him who want to pay political favors by offering top positions to political individuals with no qualifications at the Department of Natural Resources. I think Illinoisans expect more, and it would be absolutely fabulous if Governor Pritzker agreed to form a commission structure for the state of Illinois that would emulate so many other states in the country that have recognized that natural resources is not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's an issue for the people of the state. It's about the quality of life, and it's about having professional leadership. If Illinois would have a commission that oversaw the Department of Natural Resources and was responsible for the hiring and firing of the executive team of the Department of Natural Resources, Illinois could move back to a place where it's respected around the country. I've never met Governor Pritzker. He's actually one of the few governors in Illinois in my lifetime that I haven't met. I can happily tell you I also did not meet Governor Blagojevich. But aside from that, I have met, I believe, every governor in Illinois since Governor Jim Thompson, including Governor Thompson. And for years, we were making progress on having a commission form of leadership where a group of individuals appointed by the governor and confirmed by the legislature would serve as the governing board for the state of Illinois. And their job would be to hire and fire the director of the Department of Natural Resources so that every 4 years, when we changed governors, we didn't change leadership. And something else I should point out, Director Callahan, former Director Callahan, was in line to become president of the International Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. The last person in Illinois to do so, Brent Manning. That position would have positioned Illinois unbelievably well to have a leadership role in natural resources management. But with this turnstile that we have of every 4 years, a governor coming in and throwing out the director and appointing somebody else, we don't have any continuity. And therefore, Illinois cannot rise to the top of management in the country. And it's also really hard to attract qualified people to a Department of Natural Resources where you know your boss is going to be changing at the political whims and whims of a governor. Qualified individuals are not going to come and work in the state of Illinois for the Department of Natural Resources if they think their boss can be changed literally every time we have a change in governorship, or just simply, in this case, the whim of the governor. It is Governor Pritzker's right to hire and fire the Department of Natural Resources as director. It doesn't mean that it's right for him to do so. We ought to ask the governor, for the good of Illinois, for the long term, to recognize that the political shenanigans and everything that's occurred for all these years has to end. Qualified leadership, and we deserve it. So, Director Callahan, you did a fabulous job. I only wish you could continue for a few more years to lead Illinois in what was the rebuilding of the Department of Natural Resources. I'll be back in just a moment with much more on the Great Outdoors Show. When I do, I'm going to talk about what it means to have epic rains for wildlife. We've talked about what it means to have drought. There's great news even though some people obviously are suffering with all the moisture in the West, it's fabulous news for the near term for wildlife. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back in just a moment. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
When it comes to hard work, you need to pull your own weight, not weigh your team down. Well, Chevy Silverado 3500 HD understands hard work with a turbo diesel V8 and Allison 10-speed automatic transmission. Silverado has 36,000 pounds of towing capacity. That's 18 tons. Backhoe loaders, horse trailers, and RVs. Silverado 3500 HD is a force to be reckoned with. Right now, get 3.9% APR financing or $500 cash allowance toward the purchase of a new Silverado HD pickup. You work hard for your money, spend it smart. And when it comes to peak performance, your Chevy dealer's factory-trained technicians at GM Certified Parts will keep your Silverado HD at the top of its game. Nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Heavy-duty hauling calls for heavy-duty equipment, and Silverado HD is industrial strength. So check out a Chevy Silverado 2500 or 3500 HD at ChevyDriveChicago.com and schedule a test drive. Experience life in HD.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Hope you're enjoying the show, and thank you for being with me. Before I move on to what has been an epic monsoon, or rain and snow season across the American West, something else I do want to mention to do with the Department of Natural Resources in Illinois. There's something in Illinois called the Illinois Conservation Foundation, which is the not-for-profit, independent, supposedly, arm of the Department of Natural Resources. This entity is a 501c3 and was recently led very well under the appointment of the director of the Department of Natural Resources. And Crystal Shaw, who now works at the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation, was its director for a number of years and did a super job of rebuilding the Illinois Conservation Foundation. The Illinois Conservation Foundation board was supposed to hire and fire its executive director. Unfortunately, 6 years ago, the then director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources didn't like the idea of an individual board that he didn't control hiring and firing the person. So the law was changed, and now the director once again hires and fires the director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. What this is going to mean now that Colleen Callahan is moving on is most likely we'll get another director for the department, for the Illinois Conservation Foundation. And we have had qualified directors like Crystal Shaw, and we've had complete bozos running this, who actually, one of them I think was even known to be a card shark, and I'm not exaggerating. You can only guess what administration that was under. In any event, the Illinois Conservation Foundation also deserves professional leadership. So Governor Pritzker, I hope that you and your team will give some serious thought to professionalizing the Department of Natural Resources and also the Illinois Conservation Foundation. You have the opportunity, you'll have the support of the people who reelected you if you do so. Let's hope it happens. On to the West. Holy smokes, you can't turn on anything without seeing flooding and for everywhere from Santa Barbara all the way up through Seattle and epic amounts of snow and all the way into the Wasatch Front. This is the best news possible if you care about the future of water in the West and wildlife in the West. And sure, in the near term, there definitely is damage. There are individuals who are suffering, and that is never good. But we looked at this fall a situation where the most important waterfowl staging lakes and migratory corridors in the Pacific Flyway were dry, bone dry. Klamath Basin, Stump Lake, Tule Lake, completely dry. The Central Valley of California, 60% of the rice in California was not planted this year because they did not have enough water to plant it. Millions of wetland-dependent birds coming down the Pacific Flyway faced an absolute desert as they came down from Alaska and out of Alberta and dumped out of the Yukon, and they came down their historic migratory routes, and they found the Great Salt Lake at its lowest level in probably 10,000 years or more, since before the Ice Age. They found the Klamath Basin, Tule Lake, and they found Stump Lake. They found them bone dry. I mean, refuges that had been set up for the purposes of providing habitat for migratory waterfowl and shorebirds didn't have a drop of water in them. So these birds had to continue flying. They're already stressed from a long migration. Their traditional stopping areas to rest and feed and fatten up to continue the migration are dry. So they head on further down into the Central Valley of California, where many of them would winter, and they found the worst habitat conditions there, probably in history, and that says quite a bit. So now we have flooding across. The whole Central Valley of California is awash in water. This is fantastic news for providing habitat for birds and also for longer-term rebuilding the reservoirs and hopefully getting California and the entire Pacific Northwest back on a more stable footing. It couldn't come soon enough. I think that we're going to find that an awful lot of birds perished due to the fact that there just was no habitat for them as they flew south. So it, from a wildlife perspective, it has been a year in which it was terribly dry, and now it's awash in water. So from that point of view, long-term, California is in a better place than it's been in a long time. The snow, which is falling all across the Sierras and throughout the Wasatch Front and all the way up in the Rockies, it's the best news possible for an area that has been devastated by years and years of drought. Moving on from that for just a second, and just the moment I have left on the Great Outdoors Show, I just want to mention for just a second that the province of Manitoba has moved ahead with implementing very restrictive non-resident waterfowl hunting regulations. There'll be much discussion on this in the coming weeks and months, as it appears that, and not surprisingly, individuals, governors and legislators, senators and congressmen in the United States have looked at this and said, why would we be supporting conservation efforts in Manitoba with American dollars if suddenly Americans are not going to be very welcome in a province where they've always been welcomed? And the license plates, for those of you who might be curious, the license plate reads, Friendly Manitoba. Every state has a slogan. Illinois is the land of Lincoln. Friendly Manitoba. Well, all of a sudden, the Manitoba legislature has decided not to be very friendly to Americans. I don't think Americans are going to take this very well as this becomes known. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with much more in the Great Outdoors Show next week. And hopefully, Governor Pritzker, if you or your staff are listening, I hope you seriously will think about the opportunity of a commission form of government for the state of Illinois for the Department of Natural Resources. It's well past time for us to join the best-run states in the country, and they all have one. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.